The Moose Jaw Warriors didn't have a whole lot to play for in Regina on Sunday afternoon, but they got the job done just the same. The Warriors built a 3-0 through the first 23 minutes and went on to a 6-3 victory in Western Hockey League action at the Brandt Center in a contest that saw a new all-time team scoring record set. After a back-and-forth first period, the Warriors got on the board with 3:26 to play in the period, and it was a historic goal. Working on their second power play of the game, Denton Matichuk would find Braden Yeager open in the right face-off circle, and his howitzer of a slapshot would beat Evan Huet for the game's opening marker. Matichuk picked up the primary assist to give him 213 points on his career with the Warriors, moving him past Nathan Peach into first place as the highest-scoring defenseman in team history. Peach, now an assistant coach with the AHL's Rochester Americans, immediately sent Matichuk a congratulatory message on social media. The Warriors received another power play late in the first, and some great puck movement led to Yeager finding Atlee Calvert in front of the net, with the Moose Jaw Minor Hockey product scoring his 22nd power play goal of the season with 9 seconds left in the frame. Pavel McKenzie made it a 3-0 game 3:03 into the second period, with Calvert winning a battle on the end boards and sending a pass out into the slot for McKenzie, who put a quick shot home 5-hole for his 14th of the season. Regina got one back with 3:17 to play in the second when Corbin Vaughn got off a shot from the face-off circle that found its way through traffic and went top-shelf blocker side to make it a 3-1 game. The Pats then got back within one with 2:58 gone in the third when a neutral zone turnover led to a 3-on-1 that Zane Rowan finished off with a wide-open backhand. Moose Jaw got that back 2 minutes later, and it was the product of some creative luck on the part of Jagger Furkus. The Seattle Kraken prospect put a shot from behind the net off the back of Huey's mask, and the puck would drop into the net to again make it a two-goal game. Their things remained until the final 3 minutes when Lyndon Lukovic made it a 6-3 contest with 2:40 to play before Anthony Wilson scored for the Pats 29 seconds later to finish off scoring. Yeager capped his night with a goal and 4 points, while Savoy racked up 3 assists and Matichuk had a pair of helpers. Fortin turned aside 21 shots to earn the win in goal, while the Warriors had 36 shots on Huet. The Warriors have 2 games remaining in the regular season as they travel to Brandon to face the Wheat Kings on Thursday before hosting the Pats in their finale on Saturday. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.